Okay, y'all, hello, how's it going? This is White Sword, and I'm gonna try another episode here and see how this goes. Let's see what I'm gonna try. Just to catch up with some of the comments that I got. Somebody wanted to know what urban exploration is. Urban exploration is to explore an urban area, which would mean businesses, industrial area, abandoned houses. Pretty much anything where people urbanized, you know what I mean? It's not like, I guess it could be urbanized if you're doing tunnel, but that's considered more tunnel exploring, but falls under the same category as urban exploration. And it will, you know, most people, when they say tunnel, they automatically know it's considered with urban exploration, and it goes hand in hand. Just some other things. What were the other things? Let me go find out. Well, I guess it really wasn't much needed to be added in general, just because I'm saying that there was no planning to do post-production. But I don't know, Kizzle. I am stretching. Don't believe in post-production. I was bitching that it probably needed to be done, but yeah, it probably needs to be done, but yeah, you know what? I don't work that way. I'm on the fly, or talk as I go. I tend to ramble. Once you get me going, I don't shut up. But ask the people on the bridge. So I figured this episode I'd talk about some stuff. I've done some stories, and just to iterate that this is a product that's being done by Kizzle and Kizzle's public access at hackermedia.net, and you can also get Kizzle's show at uberlito.com. So let's all give shouts for Kizzle before putting this out here. Now I'd like to say something. Kizzle is offering this thing so people can try their hand at radio. Now you don't have to actually do a show, if you decided you don't want to do a show, you just want to kind of goof off and see what one would be like to do. Hey, this is your chance to do it. Put it out. He'll host it. You know, if people like it, they like it, and maybe you might like doing it and decide to do more. So get off your ass, make a show, and let's get this going. Let's get this whole internet radio thing going on. I mean, you don't even have to do more than one episode. In your episode, there's no time limit. Your episode could be, you know, half hour. Half hour makes a good episode of anything. Somebody's going to sit there and listen to a half hour show, you know, while they're going to work or whatever, throw it in their MP3 player, whatever they got, and so do it. Get off your fucking asses and help Kizzle out. Help this out. Help this project out. Let's not see this die away because nobody took an interest in it. So that's enough about that, about the whole Kizzle thing. But so this also goes. I'm thinking when I do the next episode, if you, the listener, I don't even know how many people listen, but if you, the listener, would like, I'm thinking about setting up a conference where you can call in and we'll record the show, just tell your UE story about, you know, what happened when you were doing, what you were doing UE and stuff. You know, we'll give an extension. We're going to have it set up where we can lock the bridge so people can't come in and, you know, disturb the show just for being an ass. So if you're interested in that, you can email me at whitesword@gmail.com, and we will set that up. And I haven't decided when I'm going to do that. So, I mean, I don't even know if I'm going to do it. If nobody's interested in doing it, well, then I won't do it. But I like to, you know, the whole purpose of the show for me was mostly it was ideas and stuff I've done UEing, and I figure, hey, why not also let other people share their UE stories? Because, you know, we all have different stories, if it's not from getting caught to gaining access to certain properties or buildings through tunnels or vents or whatever, you know. I mean, I don't know about some people, but, you know, when you get into a building and the only way to get through the other side of that wall is to call through a vent or call over the top of the door through the little hatch, you know, that can always be kind of funny. I mean, because I know I've done that before and I fell on my ass on the other side. It hurt, but, you know, you got to laugh about it later. But so, let me just think of a couple stories here. Like, and another thing, too, is, you know, I'm not going to really name a lot of the places themselves, just because, like I said in the last episode, you know, this whole, I'm not looking, I mean, when people tell stories, I'm not looking to get them in trouble. So, A lot of editing, not so much editing, but if you want to say it, you want to say it, go ahead, more power to you, whatever floats your boat. But I'm going to tend to just, you know, talk about the place. I'm not going to actually give the name. Like, this is a hospital I was in, and I'm not going to tell you the certain kind of hospital, what hospital it is. But, you know, I'm just going to learn a lot. I'm just editing myself for my own protection. So, because, like I said, you know, it's kind of like trespassing. But, hey, if you're not stealing or destruction of property, you're not really causing that much of trouble. But, you know, fucking authority people, they'll do anything just to fuck with you to get that monthly quota. And so this about, I don't know, a couple years ago, about maybe 5-6 years ago, me and some friends were fucking off at this hospital, and going running around through the sub basement of it, I found a hole in the wall. You know, it was bashed out on the side. So, you know, we're crawling through that and get into the next one section, and it was like a corridor, but, you know, just not a very small, just a small one, like a blocked off section. There was about 5 or 6 of them we crawled through, and they were kind of, you know, just broken through, and they were being used as storage for this hospital. Got to the 6th one, and it was dead end. We're like, ah, crap, we just wasted all this time. I mean, it was kind of cool going through the tunnel, seeing that they ran out of space, that they had to start busting through the walls to make storage room. I mean, this thing was freaking huge. It's a huge hospital. But they had to break through walls. So I kind of thought that was kind of funny. But come to find out, at the very end, at the very last tunnel, behind some boxes, it was a steel grate door thing. You know, it just had a little screw keeping it shut. So we popped the screw out, opened it up, went right into some business office. And, you know, so what we didn't want to walk all the way through the back and go up the elevators. So we crawled through the thing and get into the business offices and start walking around there. And, lo and behold, turns out we're in the administration office, you know, and I'm just thinking, this is access to everything in the building. And, you know, this we got into, the dean's office or whatever, the head of the hospital. Because it was also a school / hospital, so it would have been the dean. And, you know, I mean, it's stuff like that you tend to find, you know, and I just shake my head at that because it's like all it would take is somebody just to crawl through there and, you know, destroy or erase. And I think it's kind of funny, too, that they wouldn't care to be more secure about it, you know, take the time to maybe actually, I don't know, not lock that up more or whatever. But, I just thought that was kind of funny, you know, I don't know, just the fact that it was that easily accessed. And you know, and another thing with this tunnel, these things, is I was in a bathroom in a mall out here, and, you know, it took a couple of days, but we unscrewed it, and we crawled through it thinking maybe we're just going to get inside the mall between the walls. Not like in episode 5, where I actually go through the behind the mall, but actually in the walls of the mall. We figured that'd be kind of funny. Turns out it was an access door into the United States Postal Office. We're like, holy shit, we closed that down, made an anonymous call to the security, you know, that because we had kind of accidentally broke it getting in, and you know, we didn't want nobody else to get in there and get in trouble for messing around inside the post office, because that's not just a credit, that's a federal crime. You know, you don't want to see somebody go to jail over that. But, we didn't want to get in any trouble for that. Sorry, I had to pause there for a second so we can endorse, so you know where I left off. You know, we contact mall security, we just let them know, hey, in the bathroom, there's that steel door open, and it looks like it goes into a business. We just wanted to let you know. Of course, you know, I mean, it really did. It took us a couple days, though, because we really didn't, you know, really wasn't that big of a priority thing in ours. But all it really was is two little screws, Phillips, or flathead screws, these big, huge flathead screws. And all you had to do was unscrew them, and it unlocked the latches, these little dinky latches. Oh, well, the next day when we went back in, there was this huge crossbar thing on there with these fucking padlocks the size of a fucking computer monitor on each one. It was like Jesus, goddamn Christ, is it that ridiculous? I mean, but I can understand, you know, maybe nobody knew about it, or the company, you know, maybe the post office finally got word, like, oh, you know what, we want something up there now. And so the security was like, oh, or the maintenance was like, okay, well, we'll make sure nobody else gets in there again. And they went a little overboard. But, you know, I thought that was kind of... And another thing about that mall is great is, I didn't show it in the show, was the farther you go down, you know, you start out, you go down these stairs or down this ramp, and you just, you know, it's weird when you get into Yuin sometimes, because it's like, it's all about how far, how deep you can go or how far you're willing to go. And inside that mall, you know, it's like, you go, once you go down this service ramp, it's like you're not even in the mall. You know, you're like, am I in the mall, or... This is weird. This is not even part of the mall, because it's like a couple floors down with all the... And it's not even an empty parking lot. It's just all the service trucks and all the maintenance vehicles. It's just like you're in some kind of... Well, it's kind of business. Duh, it's mall and mall's business. Anyways, forget that. But yeah, that's just one thing, and there's a couple. You know, there's been... I've only... Never really been caught, but I've been told... You know, don't come back or whatever, you know, stuff like that. And I always think that's funny because it's just like, okay, I won't come back, you know, whatever. But, sorry. It's 11:27 at night and I need to be asleep. Not really. Because it's all about rock and roll! Oh, okay. Shouldn't have done that. But one thing, too, is like, another story here. I'm all over the fucking place. That's okay, because I like that. Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but one thing about you and I noticed it was is willing to get dirty. Now, there was this train yard, you know, where it wasn't like an abandoned train yard where they dump all the trains or whatever. It was a train yard, you know, all the trains go in there every night, and they lock them up. So I'm in there goofing off, walking around, crawling through the different trains, and, you know, just going inside the cabins and stuff, which was kind of cool. Oh, shit. And going in the caboose and all that, and looking at all that, when I heard security coming, I was like, oh, crap. So I fucking crawled under the train and hid in the goddamn dirt. For like 20 minutes, these goddamn cops, it was like... They like they knew where I was, and they were just buying their time to see how long I would sit under the train. You know, I'm under there for 20 minutes. You know, I got a nice big warm jacket, but you know, I'm all trying to lay my fat ass down between the tracks and not get seen. But it was the most oddest thing because it was like it was a weird thing too because more cops got involved. There was a whole thing me being chased through the train tracks and shit and being a dumbass and running a straight line, the cop went around and caught me in it. But we'll get to that in a second. So anyway, so I'm in the... You know, I'm not breaking nothing. I'm just trespassing you in, whatever, walking around the train yard. And so I'm going through this caboose, and I hear people coming. I'm like, you know, of course I freeze, and I kind of fucking... And they go walk by, and I run out and quietly sneak out the back and stuff. But I'm like, I'm freaked out now, because before there was never guards. So... So I'm like, okay, so whatever. I hide under a train. You know, I threw one by near a shack. So I'm under there for like 20 minutes. And I'm just like waiting. Next thing I know, three cop cars just pull up. Just boom, right there in front of the train. I'm like, and you know, the whole time, and I'm thinking, those guys just kept me there. You know, figuring, fuck it, why should we pull his fat ass out? Well, we'll just wait for the cops to come and they can carry care the whole thing. The cop gets out. He parks his car right next to the train. I'm under there thinking, you know, I'm gonna make them drag me out. Screw it. I am not getting up. They're gonna drag me out from under this train. They get out. They're all running around, running up and down the train track. I'm thinking, what are they even playing games for? They know where I'm at. They parked right next. They all stopped right next to me. So that only tells me that they know where I am, but I'm not moving. I'm gonna sit right here until they haul me out. So finally, I'm thinking, they don't know where I'm at. This is just like a weird quinky-dink or coincidence or whatever fucking word you want to use for this whole situation. So I hear all the radios walk off, and I'm all looking and stuff. Because, you know, I remember, I'm between the wheels and stuff, so I'm like, I'm pretty good hidden, but the way the car was parked, I couldn't see past it. So I'm all trying to crawl quietly, you know, trying to not rustle the rocks on the train tracks, you know, and I'm looking, and so I finally sneak out, and I fucking start running. And I freeze! And I'm just like, and I stop, you know. But they're like going on. I look back, and I'm like thinking, fuck this shit. So I just keep on running, and he's like, he let me run. Next thing I know, cop car comes out of the other side, and they pick me up, and they said, why are you running? And I'm like, I was scared, you know, I just played on this whole retarded thing going on. I didn't know what was going on, and I was just walking around the trains, and I heard people, and I got scared, and la, 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 you know, made this whole big bullshit story. Well, it turns out, some guy in the industrial area had been fucking breaking into buildings that night and set off 3 silent alarms that they had swept the whole area. And the first reason why the cops were in the train station, and then he said they got word that they seen somebody sneaking around in the train station. Well, this person sneaking around was me. You know, they took my fucking prints and all that, and, you know, seen that I was okay. And they matched them with the window glass, and they said, you know, you don't fit the description, and so they let me go. But I had to do a couple hours in jail, you know, and they gave me a no trespassing zone on the train yard. But, you know, like, I care. I'll probably go back again for another episode just to show it in spite. But, you know, stuff like that, you know, it's, if you're willing to lay there in the dirt and, you know, then you're just willing what you're going to do. And sitting there in the dirt for 20 minutes really did suck. But, you know, like I said, I wasn't going to move. I was going to make them pull me out of that fucking, from under that train. There was another one where I was goofing off in this building with some friends and stuff, and a security guard comes out of nowhere. And it turned out to be, I find out later when I get a job in security, it's called roving security. And what they do is they sign a guy to downtown Portland or downtown any town. What this guy does is he actually has a checkboard of buildings, because I ended up doing this job myself. And what he does is he goes through, he has an 8 to 12 hour period to check every single building from top to bottom. He isn't assigned one building, he's assigned all of them, because if, you know, they're just cheap bastards and they want to save as much money as they can. So instead of sticking the 24 hour guard in each building, they assign one building per person. What his job is to do is randomly roam each building and check it. Well, every time we had gone there had never been a rover. So we're in this building goofing off, walking around down the halls and stuff, taking pictures and getting in the basement. We were actually on the roof, and we had left the door open for the fire escape door. We had blocked it with a piece of wood because we just assumed from all the times we watched the building that there was nobody there. So we're goofing off on the roof, you know, and it was like one of those roofs. There wasn't far enough, but we could jump from one building. We're like, oh, look at us, you know. We're all jumping from roof to roof and goofing off, and we hear, get over here now, I'm calling the cops, get on the ground. You know, this guy was so confused about what he wanted us to do, and we're all just like, whatever. But the only problem is, we couldn't get through the other buildings because they had different kinds of latches on there. They didn't have, like, shack exits. They had, like, what they call, I don't even know what they call it. It's like a steel door on top of the building that you lift up instead of, like, a normal shack door where you walk out. So those were all padlocked in from the bottom side, so there was no way to get out. So we're just like, whatever. So we go back to him, and he's all like, we're like, well, we're not on your property. We're actually on the building next door, and there's like a big gap, and I'm too scared to jump over. And the guy's like, get your fat ass over here. And he's all yelling. So like, actually, technically, we're not on your property, so you have no. And he's like, okay, whatever. So, you know, he leaves, and we're thinking, we got away. So that fucking guy, he goes downstairs and goes in the building next door and comes up to the side door and says, now get over here, and gets us. So, I just thought that was funny. But, I just, you know, I mean, it's just stuff like that. You gotta watch out, too, for get over here. The roving cop. The security guard. And one thing about security guards, you know, being a security guard, you don't want to do nothing. You don't even want to chase after nobody. I mean, you're going to get the morons who really wanted to be cops, but they couldn't. So they did become security guards, and they'll be the wacky ones that will chase after you because they think they're the best security. They want to be the best security guard. I have no idea what that is. But, you know, when I was security guard, I didn't care about shit. You know, I worked at a factory where I had to walk around with this big fucking 50-pound clock on my chest and punch keys, and they call it a key punch. And what they do is they usually would give you a map and say, okay, here it is, here's your keys, and or here's the key punch, and go find, here's the keys, and here's the map to find the keys. Well, this factory just so happened to fire the last security guard, and he supposedly ripped up the map and threw it in the garbage. So they told me, here's the key punch, have fun. I'm like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, well, we don't know where the keys are, or where they're there. I'm like, well, how could you not know? This is your building, whatever. So they told me just to play hide and seek and find the ones. Like, they gave me a general area where they thought they were. Well, me being security guard, I had master keys, and I also had keys to the golf machine. I'm like, I'm going to make my job easier. So I hop in the golf machine, and this is a huge paper factory. I mean, freaking, this thing was huge. So I'm driving around the paper factory in this fucking golf cart, boom, banging into shit. I get in trouble. But I didn't even find, like, maybe, like, 7 keys, and I just clocked those on all night. Then they had the nerve to freaking yell at me because I didn't find all the keys. I told them, well, excuse me, you didn't give me a map. You told me to find the ones I could find. I go, you were goofing off in the golf cart all night, and you weren't even looking. And I'm like, no, but no, reality, I was just goofing off and exploring the building at the same time. You know, it's always great fun when you have the master key to a building. It just becomes so much more fun of a building because you can go anywhere in the building you want to. And that's one thing I liked about security, and I think that's what also got my interest in UBs, because, you know, when you have that access, you get the kind of thing that's kind of cool. Wow, you know, this is kind of cool down here. Oh, wow, look at that. I wouldn't be able to see that unless I was a security guard or had access to the building as a manager or a maintenance person. But, so I think that's kind of cool. And, that's pretty much going to end it for the show. Well, I wanted to talk about a couple other things as I've been doing. You're going to notice that 2 episodes of VoiceOver TV, episode 8 and, or episode 7 and 10 are going to be about the Shanghai Tunnels. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Shanghai Tunnels is this new thing I found out here. It's been around, you know, since like 1840 or something like that. I did post some pictures on my website, whitesword.dk. It's like 52 pictures of the Shanghai Tunnels. They do claim to be haunted. Now, I can, you know, I believe in ghosts and all that, and I never really have experienced a paranormal experience. But I guess this would count as one. I was down there, and I smelled chewing tobacco. You know, I'm thinking, you know, whatever. I'm not going to say nothing because I would look like a big fucking douche. You know, it turns out that the bar upstairs, some guy just was chewing. Well, it turns out the bar was closed the night that I was doing the volunteer work to help. So I told the guy, and he's just like, oh, I never smelled that. I don't even know what that smells like. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, whatever. I'm safe, you know. Here already, you know, he probably got all these other people making up stories about, oh, I see this and I do that. And now he's already got this guy helping out, making up stuff. So it turns out, the next tour, some lady comes up to him and she's all, I smell chew. And he just kind of looks at me and he goes, really? And she doesn't know me and I don't know her. And the tour was actually called at the last minute. And he points to, at least how he told me it was the last minute tour. She points to exactly where I was standing. And he's like, well, that's odd, because that's exactly where he smelled you, like, 20 minutes ago, on the last tour. So, I don't know. It's just kind of a fascinating thing to me, this whole Shanghai Tunnel thing. So, that's why you're going to see 2 episodes of it. And one, the second episode, you're going to see a lot longer. You're going to actually see more of the tunnels. And on the pictures, too, you know, they say with cameras, you can capture orbs and all that stuff. Well, and the last 50 or 49 to 52, it seems kind of, I noticed that there's a lot more white dots. Now, in the paranormal, ghost, whatever community, that's considered spirits. So, I don't know, I just thought it was kind of weird. Like, as we're leaving, there seem to be a lot more of these little white dots. Who knows what it is? It could be just dust particles, which most likely it is, but I don't know. I think that's the one thing that's kind of led me. Getting to the end of the meaning of the story is you tend to find things when you're UE that are so interesting, and that's what makes you continue to want to share information to the places you go, is things like this. Like the Shanghai Tunnel to me is like one of the coolest things. It could be, It could be a mental hospital that's been abandoned for 20, 30 years to somebody else. You know, like, you know, each thing about you is you just tend to find something about history of a building that you really dig, or it's just the building itself that you like and you want to share it with other people. And that's what's so great about sites like the UER.ca is that you can do that. Of course, you have to sign up and go through the questionnaire thing, and you know, and but once you get past all that crap and get into the actual logged in, there's so much stories and information and pictures and locations that it's just so freaking cool that these people are so much into the same thing we are, or you know, give you so much information, so if you want to get involved you can, and it's just cool. I mean, that's one thing I like about UE is I think you'll notice that you'll find a UE or who digs a certain building over another building. And he might have been that thing so many times that to the point it's ridiculous, but he still likes it. I want to give a so you know that's it. And just actually we got 5 minutes, so we'll ramble on for 5 minutes. Security codes, you know. The best security code is always the default security code. 12345111 9876 and 999555. You know, pretty much any default pattern you can think of for security locks are gonna work. And you might come across these little keypads and to try. And before you even try and score, just look at the thing. Look how worn out it is and what keys have been touched. And usually by looking at the keys that have been touched, you can kind of figure out what's the patterns. Like if you look at a pad of keys and it's got like 9 keys on it, you're going to see like maybe the one key is the dirtiest key out of every single key. Well, you're going to know that it's about a 4-code combination of ones, or it's just one until just pound on one until it turns green. You know, just look at the thing before you even do it, and that's just a little thing about security, what if you come to a locks or whatever. Me personally, I'm not a lock picker. I don't know how to do it, and never had the time or the interest to really sit down and learn it. But that goes with the default, and sometimes it might even just so happen to be the floor number, not so much the floor number, but the building and bathrooms. Not always, but you know, like most businesses are always 12345 9876 1111. They're usually going to be something really, really simple just to tell a customer. So you know, if you ever you need to go take a piss, and then there's the bathroom and it's got a lock code. It's usually going to be some default kind of code like that. So let's go ahead and end the show here. This is White Sword from White Sword TV. I can be reached at whitesword@gmail.com, or you can call my voicemail box, leave a message there. It is 909-661-9784. So far, the only person that's left me any comments is Tron, and he says he hates the show. Cool, Tron, thank you. And let's remember Kizzle, and this is brought to you by Kizzle from uberlito.com and hackermedia.net. And I encourage people to dabble in this, you know. There's a list on the BenRev forums and under hackers, it's TV or radio, something like that, under there about this. You know, try it out. You know, who cares if people don't like it? At least you're doing something. You know, if you really have something you want to talk about, you can go out and put it out there. Let people hear what you got to say. Some people aren't going to like it. Some people are. Hell, you might get enough people that like it that you might tend to do another one. So, thanks a lot, Kizzle. And you can catch my website, whitesour.tk. Shouts to everybody who's listened to it. And, posted comments about it, you know, punched down, and there was some other people. I'm sorry, I don't remember your names. And I gotta give shouts to Murdoch because he did some shit for me for the site. Thanks, Murdoch. So that's it, and that 30 seconds rambling for 30 more seconds. So let me know if you like the show. And if you are interested about the conference thing, email me at whitesword@gmail.com. And if I get enough emails of people that want to tell stories that I can fill maybe a half hour or an hour of people telling UE stories, let me know and I will set it up a date. It'll probably be, if I do it, it'll definitely be on a Monday night. I will set that up and we'll give out the conference code and all that. And if you just want to listen to the live episode, if there gets enough, I'll let you know. I'll give you a separate conference call, which we'll three-way in or whatever. I haven't decided I'm going to do that, but I'm going to definitely do the thing where people tell their stories, because that's what I like to do. So let me know, whitesword@gmail.com, and we will see how many people respond. I would like to get maybe five or six people. If I can get five people, we'll do it. Four maybe, but if I get two, you know, maybe. And you know what, if I even get one, fuck it, I'll do it. Because, you know, hey, it's all about telling stories. But I'd like to get a bunch of different stories to tell. So, people send me some email and let it know. And let's help Kizla out with this. Let's get other people out there, you know. Look for Majestic's new show, Crackhead Radio or something like that. I caught the very tail end of it on the bridge and it was kind of funny. So, let's get it out there, guys. Let's help Kizla out. Thanks a lot, Kizla.